Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Annalisa Sandrelli at the Venice Film Festival, and I'm here with the Slovenian delegate on the 28 Times Cinema initiative. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it in a minute. His name is Gregor Ritarsic. And basically, the 28 Times Cinema is a jury that awards a very important prize called the Lux Prize, supported by the European Parliament in collaboration with Giornate degli Autori. So, Gregor, could you tell us about yourself a little bit? Could you introduce yourself, say who you are, why you're here, how you managed to come to the Venice Film Festival? There's a competition involved, is that right?
First to introduce myself, I'm Gregor from Slovenia. I'd like to say that it's a great honor for me to be here. And I'm 21 years old and I'm a student of physics, which makes me one of the rare members of the jury who's not engaged in the art of cinema professionally. But nonetheless, the cinema is a great passion for me. Like I'm really into many forms of art, and they beautifully coincide in the art of cinema. And the cinema is really a three-dimensional experience for me.
Mm-hmm. So you won a competition to come here to Venice, right?
There was some competition, and I'm really surprised that I was selected, basically. I applied and I was selected.
Mm-hmm. And you're here in Venice enjoying yourself, I hope.
I'm having a great time. It's indescribable.
So what have you been doing in the last few days? You've seen a lot of films, I presume, but you've also attended some seminars, workshops, debates. What have you done so far?
Of course, we've seen a lot of movies and films. Of course, the ones that are the part of the official Giornate degli Autori selection, but also some films that are not mandatory for us to watch and that are the part of the main selection of the main competition. But yeah, we've also been having meetings and workshops and it's really exciting.
Okay. And you said that at least until now, film has not been your main interest. You're a student of physics, but it is one of your major hobbies, we can say, one of your main passions, right? So how often do you go to the cinema, and what kinds of films do you prefer to watch?
Yeah, I go to the cinema quite often, or actually it depends on what time of the year is it, or whether I have time. But yeah, I mostly prefer new releases, though I enjoy old classics as well.
Okay. And do you also watch contents online, like many young people? Do you watch contents on Netflix or Amazon or other streaming platforms? Are you interested in those, or do you prefer to go to cinema, the actual picture playhouse?
Yeah, I'm a bit old-fashioned, so I prefer to go to the actual cinema. I don't really have any accounts on major platforms online.
Okay. You have a great responsibility with the other delegates because you're going to award an important prize, and you work under the guidance of a famous film director, a Brazilian film director, Karima Nuz. So could you tell us a little bit about the work that you are doing with the other delegates on the 28 Times Cinema jury? You work under the guidance of an experienced Brazilian film director. Can you tell us about the debates, the discussions that you have with him? How do they work? What kind of atmosphere there is?
Well, the atmosphere there is quite amazing. There's a constant flow of ideas, but also some kind of critical spirit is always present, but it doesn't discourage us. It rather gives us new ideas. And and the presence of the president of the jury is also quite important because it's entirely different thing to have discussions between peers or then to actually hear the professional opinion. And it's quite interesting that his opinion often doesn't really differ from ours, which is quite encouraging, actually.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Venice Film Festival experience. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And I have been Annalisa Sandrelli, reporting for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider, from the Venice Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.